Hey, everybody. Welcome to Giant Demons Wearing Hats. That's from Gwinning Vids on YouTube. Support the show. Join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. Doug plugs. Tonight at 9:30, I'm going to be, according to this card, I'm going to be here in Los Angeles at the UCB Franklin Avenue location doing a Doug Loves Movies taping at 9:30. Tomorrow night, huge day, I'm going to be in Tucson, Arizona at the Laughs Comedy Cafe. That's L-A-F-F-S. I think we might have spelled it right wrong on the... it's going to be for a Dabs Day stand-up show. Very excited for Dabs Day. I'm going to be bringing Taylor Rizzo to Tucson. So come by and meet him, see him do some stand-up. And then this Saturday, I'll be in Burbank doing Doug Loves Movies at Flappers at 4:20. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Blast off! Here we are, live from the spacement. And when you go live, shit happens. And shitting happens. Someone's in the restroom. But you saw his name flying through space. Let's say hello to our guest that is here, though. It's Ethan Edenberg, everybody.
Hey. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What happened to Cool and the gang? I thought they were going to come watch today. We've got a new lawyer around here named Cool, and he's got assistants.
His legal name is Cool?
I guess so.
Okay.
Or it's just we've all agreed that it's he is Cool.
Very uncool of him not to be here.
Is it a dude?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Or a lady?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you make up this Cool lawyer?
I'm making up this whole thing. Somebody that works here said that we're going to have people watching the show today.
Oh.
But maybe it's the next...
Taping,
yes.
Possible.
But, so, yeah, I feel like we should wait for Johnny Pemberton to get into his seat before we, actually do anything.
Okay.
I guess, you know, we could talk about you a little bit, Ethan.
You want to. Whatever you want. I'm here for you.
You know what I mean? You said you don't know Johnny very well.
No, yeah, met him a couple times.
Know him.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you're going to be sort of really meeting for the first time.
Yeah, it's going to be
wild. Right here on this show.
Yep.
And, we got 1 minute till we have to start smoking.
Uh-oh.
This is all very exciting.
I've never seen so many loaded pipes.
It's so exciting around here right now.
Oh.
I felt like I was sounding like walking, so I decided to go ahead and go into it.
I thought it was pretty good.
Speaking of walking in,
Hi.
Here he is.
Hey. Hi.
John Pemberton is here, everybody.
Hey. Look at this. This is really sweet.
Thanks for coming down, dude.
Yeah, dude. Peace, dude. Fucking chill, dude.
This is great. The alarm just went off, so it's about to be 4:20 somewhere.
Ding! 4:20 somewhere!
Actually, our friends on the East Coast are celebrating 4:20 and just celebrating in general because they don't have earthquakes. That was a good one that you picked out right away.
Like for dogs?
You went right to it. That would be perfect for that, actually.
Yeah.
But it's just a real rubbery,
floppy
piece.
Yeah.
Yes.
People have floppy piece, and that's fine.
Yeah. If
Mine
you like a floppy piece, that's your one. But we got lots of different ones to choose from. Are you a sativa man?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Most of us are.
I mean, I guess I am.
Yeah, but we're living in a hybrid world. It's not going to matter.
Is it a hybrid?
Everything's a hybrid
we
here.
We find that even the ones that say they're a sativa or an indica, you look them up, and they're kind of stretching it a little bit.
Right.
Uh-huh.
People like to say they're a sativa, I guess, because I haven't done the research on this, but apparently it feels like more people buy and smoke sativa.
Yeah.
So, you know, that sort of fucks over indica and indica sellers.
Mm.
I think it's
fucks
unfair.
Them over?
Yeah. Are there specific?
Fucked over?
Well, because they're just thought of as, like, the one that's, like, that's going to be more extreme, you know, like harsher or make me more tired, which has always been how I feel about it. Oh. So now I'm just trying to slip in more indica all the time.
Are there sad mom and pop indica sellers yeah. that's their main focus?
I don't know. See, that's the thing is I don't know if that's just one anecdotal, you know, I went to one store and they were all out of... everything that was on special was indica, like they're trying to get rid of
clear it
indica.
Out.
Sativa's yeah. fucking us, man.
Yeah, big yeah. sativa.
This sativa is called lemon, and that's what we've loaded everything with. So just grab anything you like and take it.
I guess I'll do this one that looks like you.
That's my face.
I'm bewildered by choice
when I'm hairier. Yeah, it is overwhelming. It's like when you go on your Netflix account and you end up watching nothing.
Right.
Because
sometimes I'll just watch.
You ever choose from?
I know you're a big film guy, of course. You ever just go and like, oh, I don't know about this movie, so I'll just watch the first 10 minutes and like, I think that it will be bad, but you watch anyways to like test yourself to see like how far you get. Do you know what I mean?
I only watch the first half hour of anything.
Of anything doesn't matter.
No matter what it is, you just
even if you really want to see it.
35, I'm done because it's like it can't get any better.
Right?
Yeah.
They put all the good stuff in the beginning.
They everything's
loaded. Yeah. I don't know. I like to like. I saw. I think it was called like Unlocked or something, and it had John Malkovich on it, and it was just a complete crap show. No offense to anybody who worked on the movie, but it was like clearly low budget, and somehow they got Malkovich.
Do you want to hear my impression of John Malkovich?
Michael Douglas.
Oh, I love it.
Ask me a question. Yes.
I mean, that's definitely what happened here, man. You got to check it out. It's very funny.
I mean, I've heard his agent, and that is spot on.
Yes. Yes.
Do you think that maybe next Saturday we're thinking about doing
yes.
this? Okay.
I also work for Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I also ask me a question, because I was like, a question about what?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. He's
yes.
in.
Yes. Could John... Yes. Wanted to sit with his wife in first class one time on the plane. I was also in first class, and I switched seats so that he and his wife could sit together.
Wow.
And he was very, very nice and grateful about it, but at the same time, the two of them proceeded to ignore each other the entire flight.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't get the point of it.
Maybe that's the whole thing, is that's all he does for her.
Yeah.
Is allow proximity.
Keep her, keep her close.
You will be near Malkovich.
I won't talk to you, but you can be
you
close to me.
You will be the person who's closest to knowing what being John Malkovich feels like.
Yeah. She was a consultant for that.
You'll be right by my side, feeling all the same things. This is good. It's lemon is the sativa.
Yeah.
It seems I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's got a weedy taste.
Yeah, I was going to say it has a
it's really
weedy overtone.
Mm-hmm. Does it taste like high school?
So you guys aren't connoisseurs
of weed?
I don't think I am. I think I used to be, but not anymore. No.
You smoke less or you're like into it?
I think I smoke a lot less, yeah. But I never smoke outside of home. So who knows what's going to happen right now.
Yeah, today could be crazy.
You know, but
that's why we send a car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't have to fucking...
Yeah, don't even
risk
it.
Figure how to get home.
Yeah.
There's something that a good friend of mine, his brother's a neurobiologist, and he said that people always overdose on drugs when they're outside of the normal place they use them because their body's not prepared for them.
Oh,
I think it works the same with weed, is if you like... Any drug at all, if you consume it where you don't normally consume it, it hits you twice as hard.
Yeah, like I usually do crack at home, but that one time I was at the crack house, it had a whole other effect.
Well, why would you not do it at the crack house?
Because you're already there.
Well, that's why you do. Oh, you buy at the crack house. You don't do
it
at the crack house.
No, I normally do it at home.
Right.
Yeah.
One time I did it there. Mm-hmm. It was way more intense.
But why wouldn't you normally
Isn't
do it at
the
crack house?
Isn't that the point of your statistic?
I'm just asking for some clarification on your story is all.
My story's all made up because I thought I was making an awesome crack joke.
Well, you did.
You don't smoke crack?
No.
Okay, well, I don't know
Especially
you don't.
Especially not outside the house.
Right. Double dangerous.
Wait, I see. That's what you mean by the house is the crack house is where you should smoke it.
Yeah, and any
not
drug.
Not outside the crack house.
Yeah, the crack house is the safest place to do any drug or alcohol.
Okay.
From what I gathered
talking
from
about your own home. Oh, you live in a crack house.
Is that?
I live in a crack house, yes.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So then, I live in a crack house.
That's where the confusion came in. It was like a sitcom.
You got those cool little pre-rolls around here?
Ooh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to go get some.
I just like those.
Look at that.
I've just been holding on to this. I hope that's
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I know the viewers like to see everybody passing around a pre-roll. Or
even, they're like weird
or even
people.
Smoking your own, you know? Like, there's something about...
I brought some for us to smoke.
You did?
I brought some greens.
Well,
so we'd smoke some peas.
Okay. What?
Great.
I don't think that's a thing.
Well I've never smoked
like
a pea.
You brought enough for two of us.
I brought a shitload, actually.
Oh, okay.
You got a pocket full of peas?
Yeah, pocket full of peas.
Well, the crew's going to be thrilled.
These are really fresh, too, so they're really good. If you want to have one.
Yeah.
It's like edamame?
No, it's not edamame. It's like edamame soybeans. These are like regular English peas.
Those are just
regular
peas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a pod. Those are pods?
Yeah, they're great.
They look really nice.
Look at that.
Very well organized.
Look at that structure right there.
Yeah.
You don't get that from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I should have you on my food show. Maybe you'll bring some weed to that show.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'll just bring food and I would surprise you.
Guy's always got food in his pocket.
It's a good trait.
Here comes Uncle Johnny. What's he going to make us eat out of his pocket today?
You want to eat some of these?
Yeah, I'll have mine. Here, it's a good point.
It's not really yours, though, is it?
Well, no. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat it, but it was yours. It is yours.
It's God's.
You like it, too?
God or the peas?
The peas.
Yeah.
We don't really need to get into God on this show.
Get those out.
Yeah, it's sometimes something gets clogged in there, whatever this is. Oh, the promotional sticker. Oh.
It's a pretty good sticker.
They're a nice sticker, but it got jacked up in there.
Well,
but I worked it out.
I mean, I don't think these are strong tasting. They taste like a good pea. These are...
Okay.
Maybe it's because they're fresh.
Yeah, maybe I'm just used to, like you were saying, frozen Trader Joe's peas.
Have you seen these super fun tiny ones from Lowell Farms?
They're that small?
Look at that. You light it up, bing, bing, you're
heck?
Done.
Yeah. That's kind of nice.
Like you're out on the street, you know?
One-person joint.
Yeah, like you're about to go into the cinema.
That's always the problem with regular joints.
Yeah, it's
where you put it. Yeah, you have to put it out.
Plus,
and then
you're standing around with a thing that's smoke is coming out of it continually.
Yep.
Isn't that what the point of a pinner is?
Pinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, but I feel like this has got a meatier, it's stronger than a pinner would be.
It's an artisanal pinner.
But a pinner is just a really, really thin joint.
Oh,
that, you know, when somebody hands it to you, it's hard not to disguise your disgust.
That's a street term. That's like an old school Midwest street term. It was a pinner.
Oh, okay. I like that name.
You're out with a guy named Joel and you're smoking pinners.
These are just big enough to light without burning your face. Just big enough.
They did the
testing. I probably will find a way to burn my face.
I did it.
You know, like
not to pat myself on the back, but I fucking did it.
How come you don't have any of that hemp wick stuff?
Oh, because I like the concept of it, but it just seems,
it doesn't work very well, but it works. This situation might be the one time it works well.
Well, guys, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers,
Dink.
Cheers, cheers.
Dink.
And to Lowell Smokes, right?
Yeah.
For these tidy, beautiful joints.
Gotta make sure you're pronouncing it right. Lowell.
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 These are about Lowell Smokes?
Lowell. Lowell Smokes.
Lowell.
Is that a town in Massachusetts or a city?
Lowell. Lowellville.
Isn't that where they found the Lowellville? Didn't they find aliens in a place named Lowell?
Lowell, yeah.
Oh, Lowell.
Well, not aliens, but they found
like New Mexico or Arizona or
something. Yeah, Lowell. There's Lubbock. Lubbock, that's a similar name.
Where's Hangar 16?
That's in Area 51, right?
That's in New Mexico.
Numbers. New Mexico.
Have you ever been to Area 51?
I haven't.
Yeah, me neither.
You know what, though?
What?
It's on my bucket list to go to all 51 areas.
Well, there's more than 51.
Oh, really?
That's in the middle.
That was the one that got all the press because it was the last one.
It was 102.
Mm. I get it. The middle one always gets the most attention.
Come look at that packaging.
Yeah, dude.
I just want to see it and touch it.
Yeah, they got little matches in the end there.
It's pretty cool.
Thing you can strike them on.
Pretty GD cool.
A lot of stuff to read on the back. Like, I remember when you used to eat cereal and it was fun to read all the stuff on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they provide a lot of reading material.
Mm-hmm.
Organic.
These things, you're done with them in no time. This is like...
It's fun, though.
This is like the Tootsie Pop, you know? How long does it take to get to the center, you know? One hit, two hit, a three.
You're definitely the owl of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of a dream job.
Being the owl who eats the Tootsie Pop?
Yeah. Or the voice of the owl. I wonder if that guy's dead. He's probably dead.
The guy with the voice?
Yeah.
A one, a two, a three.
Crunch.
Three.
He could have done it on the one, couldn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He crunched it any time.
He could have just gone one.
Crunched it on 10. Like, fucking... That's how little self-control that guy has. He's a professor.
He's an owl, though.
Yeah, and that's why he's dead. Yeah. He doesn't have self-control.
Well,
he didn't die, though, did he?
I don't know. That's what Doug told me, and I believe everything he says.
I mean, that's pretty old, right? He's probably dead.
How could he enjoy his life always looking over his shoulder?
It's like any dog you see in a movie. It's like, that dog's not around.
I mean, so many students is making his head spin. I think I'm done with this thing.
Nice. First one.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it alive, barely.
I'm kind of in the middle. We're kind of evenly spaced out here.
Thank God Pokeball is here. I mean, I wanted to smoke it all the way down to not even having to put it out, but it just gets to a point where it feels like you're just, you know, sucking the flame straight through into your mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best part.
I like flames.
Oh, you like
burning
that?
Burning your throat? No, I hate it. I hate it when it gets to the end.
What are you guys up to as far as...
I love it when it gets to the end.
No more weed? Awesome.
Before we go to our first break, let me quickly recap that we're here.
We are here. That's for sure.
We are here. Yeah.
There's no doubt about
what's
that.
What's the recap exactly?
That we're here with Johnny Pemberton and Ethan Edenberg. And do you still do stuff? Do you have like a ongoing show at UCB?
We do not have. No, we had the UCB show anymore. For a bit. We just did one in June, actually, but we're just doing it periodically now, every few months. Cooties.
What's that? That's called Cooties.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you, if people want to see a clip of you with the Cooties, you can watch it on, there's a clip on the internet from the Conan O'Brien program.
That's correct. And Johnny was at one of our shows. Actually, we played together at El Cid.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Cooties with Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Remember now.
That was like a year and a half ago, maybe.
And then you have your podcast, Bad Science?
That's correct. Bad Science, which you were on the second episode of about a year ago.
We talked about Back to the Future.
About Back to the Future, that's right.
And how the science checks out.
It does. It's real.
Yeah, movie's real.
It's all actual stuff. It turns out it's a documentary.
All right. So, and then Johnny Pemberton, of course, everybody knows from all the various TV shows and movies.
Media.
You're seen in Ant-Man's, one of my favorite parts of Ant-Man.
That was a fun part. It's all real.
Also all real,
all
turns out.
Real.
Wow.
Everything was true in that scene. It was a very true scene. It was all improvised that day, and it was, that's all I can say. It's all very true.
You got a new thing happening now?
Yeah, man. Yeah, Kat.
Do you want to talk about it at the very end?
Might as well talk about it now, baby. Yeah, I got a new thing going on.
What's your new thing?
I got this new thing going on. It's a couple things. I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to be traveling around the cities.
It sounds like you don't have a
wide
thing.
Wide and far. Well, I guess I didn't think of it as a thing, but now I think as you set it up to be a thing, it's a thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Kat.
And so you're just playing jazz on the road.
Oh, it's my jazz. It's called Mouth Jazz. Mouth Jazz. Chicago, Milwaukee, Eau Claire, Minneapolis, Des Moines.
Oh, okay.
Baltimore, New York City, Brooklyn.
Hey.
Philadelphia, D.C., and that city too.
And Lowell.
In Lowell. That's my new thing I'm doing. I'm going, doing shows. Comedy shows at those
Check
places.
Check them out in all those places.
Can we say the cities again real quick? I think it was Baltimore.
We'll be right back.
Can we put them up on the screen? Baltimore and then D.C. Philly.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docuspecial on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes. follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Hey guys, are you starting to have trouble finding your hairline as it's slowly starting to move backwards? The best way to stop more hair loss is to do something about it while you still have some with 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. I know I'm one of the lucky ones who hasn't had to worry about it, but I hate seeing my friends who just hide their hair loss under a hat instead of doing something about it. I'm looking at you, Josh Wolf. Just kidding. With Hims, you can avoid those annoying trips to the doctor or pharmacy. Just answer a few quick questions, a doctor will review, and if they determine it's right for you, they can prescribe your medication to treat your hair loss that is shipped directly to your door. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Order now. My listeners can get started with the Hims Complete Hair Kit for just $5 today while supplies last and subject to doctor's approval. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/Doug. That's FORHIMS.com/Doug. 4hims.com/Doug.
All right. Hey, we're back.
Alicia's your voice
here.
Isn't.
Yeah, it's going to come around. Oh, man. I really got a good cough going there.
Did you eat a pea yet?
Say what?
Did you eat one of the peas yet?
Oh, that was it. I was choking on one of the peas.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see you eat them.
Maybe ate it too fast, and that's what choked you.
Alicia's here with pea news.
Having a princess and the pea situation in his throat.
Or, as we like to call it, pot topics.
Pot topic!
We don't call it pea news. I do have news, though. I'll get into it. You can save your voice.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, this is...
I need another bong riff.
Very cool news.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, there is going to be a major congressional committee meeting, and they are going to be talking about no longer federally disallowing states to make up their own mind on legalization. So federally, they would just stay out of it, and it's officially going to be state for state. So there's not going to be any voting that's going to happen tomorrow, but the reason why this is such a big deal is because supposedly the people that are meeting, you have Malik Burnett, he's a physician from Johns Hopkins, and he led the ballot to legalize D.C. Mm-hmm. You have, Marilyn Mosby, she is Baltimore state attorney, and as of January, she said that her office would no longer prosecute anyone for possession. Mm-hmm. David Nathan, he's a physician and the board president of Doctors for Cannabis Regulation, which has always been a very pro-cannabis group. And then lastly, we have Neil Levine, which is very interesting. He's the CEO of Cannabis Trade Federation. He is going to be the minority witness. That means that he's who the Republicans are putting in. So it's a very interesting move to still choose somebody very pro-pot. So again, this doesn't mean that anything's necessarily happening tomorrow, but this is the idea is that they're going to sit down and figure out how this could work.
So weed's legal now.
Yeah, do whatever you want
with weed.
That's crazy. Well, yeah,
awesome.
Okay.
It's fully legal now. I can't believe that.
I don't think that's
so you can open up a weed restaurant anywhere
you
in
want.
The world.
I think you both missed the point.
So I can start up my
business
now.
That's great.
That's crazy.
You've been wanting to do this business for a long time.
Yeah, I wanted to do this business called weed, and it's 100% weed, everything.
It's unbelievable.
And now I can do it.
And anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's 100% weed. It's everything you touch
is weed.
Oh, anywhere
in the world. Federally, internationally,
that's
legal
now. I'm so excited about this. Yeah.
Fantastic news.
I love how they... how they're like getting together to discuss whether or not states can legalize, even though that has already happened in a bunch of states. Like, they're okay, we'll give you permission now that you're all doing it already.
Yeah, I guess you're doing it.
It's kind of weird, but good for them. Do something. Let's end this shit.
I mean, let's
make this show unnecessary.
Reverse and just decriminalize everywhere, but.
Or just be more relatable, if anything.
I guess so. I don't think, that's the weird thing is all the statistics so far are showing that just because it's legal in places, there's not a huge uptick in the number of people who smoke.
Right.
Isn't it
just
gone
everyone
down,
who
actually?
Already did it. Oh. Yeah, probably, especially with kids.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's plummeting.
Just in time for your business.
I mean, wait, just, yeah, maybe you shouldn't get into the weed game.
Yeah, I just have so much invested in the overhead already.
Mm-hmm. Is there no company named Weed yet? Just Weed?
There's got to be.
There's got to be, right? Or like W-E-apostrophe-B.
Besides Johnny's, there's got to be.
I bought weed.
Johnny's Weed.
Weed.com. I'm also in negotiations to get reggae.com.
Ooh, weed. That's a big one.
You probably need to do like weed.net at this point, but that's still an okay one.
I mean, I've got it.
People love
it.net,
right?
Smart businessman.
Seems official.
Don't forget the hackysack.com, too.
Ooh.
Frisbee Golf.
Frisbee Golf.
That's not what they call it, though, right?
What?
Golf?
No, what do they call
it? It's called
it?
Disc Golf, right?
Disc Golf.
I've heard it called Frolf, though.
Okay.
Frolf.
I think that's...
Oh, man.
I've heard it.
Frolf.
Game I'd like to fuck. What?
Frolf. I mean, if it's any game, it's that one. That's so fun.
Frolf.
It's like throwing frisbees
in
like
the old at the end, and it's like to fuck.
It's Frisbee Revolution Observers. Nah, I can't.
Frisbee Frolf. Revolution. I was thinking like Dance Dance Revolution, but with frisbees when you said that.
Oh. I'm throwing off the word Frolf right now.
Frolf. It's a confusing wormhole. Frolf. This is the game where you throw discs into cages attached to trees, or am I thinking of something else? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, it is that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of someone describe it, throw them into cages.
I only played one.
Throw them into cages next to trees.
What is it, Matt? So what's
four
the thing?
Caged frisbees. We should do something about it.
We're throwing them into cages.
Or discs, rather.
You hear what they're doing now?
They're not frisbees. No, they're like heavier.
Discs.
Yeah, discs. Excuse me.
Or they're not bigger, but they're really heavy, and they really hurt if someone throws them at you.
You got putters. You got drivers.
Oh.
Different
all
types.
Different weights.
Discs that are thrown into cages.
It's like, it's a lifestyle.
By trees. How, we need to stop this. Are they meeting about that?
Yeah, is there legislation about that? Or
Frisbee golf specifically?
Yeah, well, just the rights of these
about
discs.
About releasing them from cages?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, our country isn't the place to go to work that out. But, hey, you know where would be a really cool place to play Frisbee golf? New Mexico.
Where,
you
want
to know why? Because they decriminalized.
Yeah.
New Mexico.
So hey, they guys, actually signed...
I'll be there in September.
To celebrate.
They signed the legislation for this 3 months ago, and it wasn't until last Monday that it finally went into effect.
Mm. Well, maybe October. I think I'm
actually,
in October.
It's pretty fast, though, right? 3 months?
I mean, it's a lot better than some states and worse than others.
Didn't it take us a year, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that where we are? Can we say we're in California?
Yeah.
Is that allowed? Is that legally allowed?
Am I allowed to say that?
Are we in a secret location?
We just keep it so ambiguous.
I can't. I'm not allowed to leave.
Don't reveal our spacement layer.
This is bad. It's bad.
We already blew it with all that Area 51 talk. People know we're up to something.
So possession for a half ounce is no longer going to get you any jail time. It's going to be a $50 fine. And then penalties for possessing drug paraphernalia will also be reduced.
Oh, cool.
So not legal.
Good. Good.
So just have $50 on you.
Sweet.
And you're fine.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah, or less if you're smoking out of an apple.
Yep. I think they can
God's
count that
paraphernalia.
As paraphernalia, though, right?
I don't think
so. I thought they would.
No, it's an apple.
What if you smoked out of this?
Out of a
kids
peep?
Don't give paraphernalia to their favorite teachers.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, this is the place to figure it out. Can you MacGyver that right now? That
I'm gonna.
Do you have any interest in eating peas that came from his pocket?
They didn't grow in my pocket.
What kind of did you grow these?
Yeah, I grew these.
What kind of peas are they?
These are English peas, Pisum sativum.
How do I eat them?
That's literally what they're called, though. That's actually
they're just regular peas.
Yeah, these are sativa peas.
Sativa peas.
These are really gonna bring you up. Oh, these are so delicious, though.
These are like the ones you'd find like in a fried rice dish at a Chinese food restaurant.
I believe, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh,
those might be pea pods, though.
Mm. Last time we were here, I planted a marijuana plant.
Oh, what happened to it?
I barely remember it. That was a long day, and then I forgot to check on it today. So I hope it's alive.
Wait, how long?
It's on Brent's desk in a pot.
It's on a desk in a pot.
To grow.
It's gonna
take months.
Months.
I guess it takes months.
But it's in a pot, and it's happy.
Don't you need a heat
it's
lamp?
Healthy.
And I don't know what.
Is it being
lit? I put a plant on my back porch in San Diego before.
Okay.
And then I went to LA for a weekend, and it died. But I still smoked it, and it was wonderful.
Okay.
So,
interesting.
I'm not gonna say we're doing it correctly.
But you're doing
but
it.
But I think we're going to get something done.
Okay.
And we're going to smoke it on this show.
Hear ye.
Hear ye.
We're
going
to bring something to life and
our
then kill
thoughts,
it on live.
And prayers to the plant.
I'm going to pick somebody from Patreon and name the plant.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't even have my mug ready.
It's a huge deal right now.
Cheers.
Exciting.
This plant's got to grow.
New Mexico.
And let's cut to that plant right now and see how it's doing.
Hey,
oh,
Johnny.
My gosh, it's here. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, there it is.
I love that plant
get
it. Blown in. It's
what a
doing
great
really
plant.
Well. It's just dirt.
It's just a pot full of
but
dirt.
But you know what? It's in there. Yeah, you want to talk to it a little bit? Yeah. Encourage it to come out?
Smell the dirt.
I think they feel the love.
It's a little dry, but...
I mean, it looks like a big, healthy plant.
Yeah, are we watering it? Or?
Does it like coconut water? That's what I have.
Like, what are you supposed to do to it?
I don't, like
thanks.
So passing it around. do you want a drink?
Passing
the dirt around.
There's no drainage in there.
Any dirt?
That's not good.
It looks like the bowl itself is a nice heft to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think it's in a safe place.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not going to fall off a shelf.
It could.
During the next quake. can you do me a favor, Johnny, and just read those names?
These are some names. Mm-hmm. These are some great names. We got Noah Paquette, Ari Saith, Birch Tree 022, Natanum Singh Kasaba.
Right.
Sarah Back, Daddy Green Jeans, Mark Whitney, Robocon Hellette, John Rivera, and Nerve End.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nerve End.
Yeah. Those are all people that have joined the 420 Club on Patreon, and they help support this show, so we give them a shout-out.
That was a great shout-out.
That was a terrific... They're all going to be so excited that they're part of that dramatic reading.
I feel like I should do it again better. Mm. That was a cold read.
Yeah, that's true. I did just spring it on you.
Because imagine if we created some ambiance for that, and there was like maybe a sort of like a...
Some background music?
You know, it goes up and down. There's like a story to tell.
Yeah, the music's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because you've got a little bit of music.
Like credits
are rolling. Like start
like
slow.
You start to read, what if the music was like...
I don't like that. It sounds like we're mocking them.
Seems like we can get that for free.
Look at these clowns.
Or how about... I wonder if now it's not possible to get the Curb Your Enthusiasm music that they got for free. Can you take it from them?
Interesting question. You probably can.
You just play it backwards.
Because that was just like, you know, maybe they licensed it for a couple of bucks, but it's just like just kind of music that was just laying around.
I mean, I don't want to call them out, but Kill Tony puts it on their show a lot, right?
I think so.
So I think you can play clips of it somehow.
Well, on podcasts, you
can. It's a good thing to find out.
We can get away with it for a while on podcasts, yeah. I just don't want to get thrown off of YouTube for...
No, it's true. Oh, YouTube. Yeah, they are pretty strict about that.
What if I sing it? What if someone sings it?
Yeah, then it's a cover.
Oh, you know the words?
Then it's fine.
Yeah, it goes...
Oh, okay, there it is.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
That's the strings over the
yep.
the rest of it. So you can't hear the backing part when I'm doing it.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
It's a beautiful tune. And I think it's royalty-free. You can just use it for whatever you want.
Yeah.
And let them come after you.
Make that
you,
your
know?
Ringtone. Wake up to that every morning as your alarm.
Let them come.
Yo, bring it. You want to try and sue us? Sue us. I'm coming on this show.
Wait, why are you doing that?
I got
to
so
us?
Aggressive
hey, you
so
know
quickly.
What?
Us.
You know let what? Sue getting dug. Like, that's fine.
We were supposed to have lawyers in here today, but now
true.
They're not.
Really?
So.
That would have been convenient, yeah. though.
The opinions of my guests are not my own.
Let them come. I don't care. Let the opinions come.
Oh, yes. What if I plant a pea in here? Would that grow?
Oh, let's give it a shot.
Those aren't ready yet. They wouldn't grow.
Oh, it would just sit in there and just be...
No, they have to, like,
wish
mature
it
more.
Was never born.
Because we're picking these a little... They're kind of young.
You're right.
Yep. Oh, I do want to mention this, too. It does seem like Hawaii is going to decriminalize pretty soon.
Nice.
So keep an eye open for that.
I'll come back to Hawaii after that happens. Not that that was why I wasn't going in the first place.
Right. Have you seen this before?
It's just so far away. This thing?
Yeah.
I learned how
I've
to do it the real way.
I've never seen it backwards. Way. Is that correct?
This is how you're supposed to do it for... This is like the real Hawaiian way. Is this.
Just so casual about it.
Like you broke
so
your
chill.
Hand?
Kind of like that. It's like this. It's classic. This is total Hawaiian. Hey, bruh.
Hey, bruh.
Wow, so you don't even move it. Like, there's no this.
No,
use
like this. Like this. A little like that.
Whoa. Okay.
Hey, bruh.
Very basic.
Local motion.
Well, thank you for that.
Wow. It's exactly
and,
like that. Sometimes it's even like this, actually.
Just put up a dead, gnarled hand.
I love it.
Just like that.
Yeah.
How long do you leave it up there? Like 10 seconds like that?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know if you were, like, trying to shake my hand. I feel like that's what I would try to do to you if you ever did that to me.
It's a very classic wine.
Hang too loose. thank you, Alicia.
Thanks.
That was great. Great reporting.
What a day.
And we'll see you in the bonus show. And we'll be back with these guys after these messages.
This week on The Gray Area, writer Derek Thompson makes his case that everything has become a cult. Well, almost everything.
Is Taylor Swift the closest thing we have to a mass cult today?
No, I think she's the closest thing we have to Christianity. It's me.
Find out if you're in a cult this week on The Gray Area, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I talk about Dollar Shave Club, I can't stress enough the quality of their products. They spent years developing, crafting, refining everything. They have everything I use to look, feel, and smell my best. You name it, they have it, and I used it. I always enjoy using Dollar Shave Club's products. My girlfriend uses the face wash and the razors, and it gives me a clean, close shave and leaves my face feeling smooth. And as amazing as their shave stuff is, Dollar Shave Club is way more than just razors. They have everything you need to shower, shave, style your hair, brush your teeth, and yes, even wipe your butt. They can keep you automatically stocked up on the products you like. You get what you want whenever you need it, whether that's once a month or a few times a year. As a Dollar Shave Club member, I know what I'm getting is the highest quality. And right now, you can put the quality of Dollar Shave Club's products to the test. Their Ultimate Starter Sets have basically everything you need for an amazing shower, close shave, or clean teeth. The best part is, you can try each one for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular prices. Get your ultimate starter set for just $5 at dollarshaveclub.com/Doug. That's dollarshaveclub.com/DOUG.
We're back, man.
Wagwan.
Takes direction well. Can never say he doesn't.
Welcome back. For those of you watching us live, but just joining us, we're here with Ethan and Johnny, and now Taylor Rizzo, the Dab King of...
Dab King.
I don't even want to say California anymore. I think we open it up to...
A multiple state king now.
Yeah.
Regional king.
The North and Southwest, is that fair to say?
Is that just the West?
Pretty much.
Okay. But the more words, the more prestigious it sounds.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm taking over all of North America.
All right.
Coming
the Dab King of
every state.
Soon to be the Dab King of North America. He's starting by joining me tomorrow night in Tucson.
Yes.
And our buddy Jeff Tate's going to be there at Laughs, LAFFS. Not that I think people will be able to find it if they spell it the regular traditional way you spell Laughs.
LAFFS. FZ?
No, they're LAFFS.
LAFFS.
Okay. LAFFS. Rolls off
yeah,
the tongue.
That sounds like the initials for like a fire department or something.
LAFFZ?
They could have gone with as many F's as they wanted to, really.
Mm-hmm. I work
if you're
going to
misspell it, you could just pick as many as you want.
So, what are you doing there? It looks like you're going to try to smoke out
of that
thing. Johnny tried to make
try
little
pipes. Let's
do it together.
Here we go.
All right, we're going to
I've been waiting for this moment.
These pea sacks.
Wow.
It really is working great.
It's working.
Wow.
Yes!
Wow.
Are you fucking
kidding? Oh, my God!
That's unbelievable.
Yes! This is groundbreaking.
I'd like to shake both of your hands, if that's okay.
No one's ever done this.
It looks so professional, too. It looked like somebody made that for that purpose.
Oh, I bet you we could do it with red vines, too.
Holy yeah, shit!
Sure. Really.
That was very exciting, gotta say.
But that's really good.
Damn,
that's an extra special feeling.
I'll be stuck somewhere without a piece, you know, nothing to smoke out of, and you know, those are everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Well, let me introduce you to the piece.
Oh. Right. Peace,
peace.
Peace.
You just gotta say that S a little weird.
Give peace a chance.
Yeah. And they're $79.99.
Made from recycled pea pods.
Boy, you each took one hit and walked away. Does it sustain? What do you have to do? Do you have to re-hit?
I think I killed it with the one hit.
I'm deciding it's a one hit.
Oh,
right
you
now.
Just put in one little hit in the end and then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you could pack in hits.
All the way
make
down.
Make like a joint out of it, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it would smoke down or if you just treat it more like an apple pipe where,
yeah.
It stays the same, but you can reload it.
It's like it'd be like a glass blunt, but with a P instead of...
Oh, I've never seen that before. That's a thing?
Yeah, you fill the glass.
I don't want to try it. I do want to look at it. I definitely don't want to try this thing.
Speaking of things you don't want to try, he's the dab king of...
yeah, not the P king.
Of whatever region we're discussing, we're negotiating for.
So he brought this thing from Dr. Dabber. It's called the Switch.
Dr.
Do you
Dabber?
Do dabs, Johnny?
Dr. Dabber. I don't do dabs. No, Daddy. Daddy, I don't do dabs.
Okay.
Okay.
And what about you, Ethan? Are you a dabber?
I have done it once or twice in my life as a person existing here. But
I have dabbed.
Oh, you have dabbed.
No, Daddy, don't do no dabs.
I was going to say.
Yeah. My Daddy don't
do
no dabs.
It can push you either way. How do you feel about them now after having done them a few times?
You know, whatever floats your boat kind of thing. Like, it was great, but just, like, too much, I guess, for me at the time.
Yeah, too much for you.
I like to be...
What else do you got to do today?
Me, personally?
Mm-hmm.
That could be asked any day.
That's true, but he asked me today.
What else you got to do today?
You know, just basic stuff. Nothing really.
What? I got to return some videotapes.
Sounds to me like a dab won't really wreck your day, then.
Yeah.
We'll all start things off.
Yeah, here we
obviously,
go.
Obviously, I want to watch you go first, obviously.
How much does that weigh?
I mean, you've taken hits out of bombs before,
pounds.
Right?
Yeah.
You do it right. No, you do a bomb
simply,
hit.
Doug, simply because you're asking me, I'll do it, Dad.
He's going to do it.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Wait, what? Where did it come from?
Where did it come from? Dr. Dabber.
Look at that.
So you can trust it. It's a doctor.
That's the wax.
This is the wax that goes into this little cup in there.
Mm-hmm. It's super hot in there.
And it... There's a heating little apparatus in there that heats the cup up, vaporizes.
You see, normally when people say, let's do dabs, they take out a fucking torch.
Yeah.
And start,
there's no torch here.
No torch.
Basically,
no,
like,
torch
like
free.
A heroin relationship. Like a vape pen version, like how vape pen, everything works inside of there. It's like an analog version of that.
And you can travel with it? This is a travel model?
I have traveled with it.
He's going to travel with it.
I'm about to travel with it.
We need it for
again,
Dabs Day tomorrow in Tucson.
Just looks like a big thermos.
Yeah, it's just my thermos, sir. Just
I got it from a doctor.
So I keep my soup in for long flights.
I need hot soup for the entire plane.
I'm sorry, but I just have to have hot soup on a flight. Otherwise, I don't know where I am.
If I don't have my mom's clam chowder by the end of this flight.
You want some?
No, sir. Go ahead. Go and get
it. Then they'll open it.
Would you like some of my mom's soup?
Take a hit of this soup.
You don't want any of my soup? It's also a medical device. I'm sorry.
Take a long rip of my mom's soup.
Take a long rip of my mom's soup. How dare you?
I don't know if anyone's ever said that.
That's got to be a strain name. Mom's soup.
Hey, take a long rip of my mom's soup. Hey.
Just sounds like this soup wasn't intentional.
Hey.
Yeah.
Take a long rip of my mom's soup. Take a long rip.
Take a long rip
of my mom's soup, baby.
Take a long rip.
Listen, buddy, you're going to take a long rip of my mom's soup.
Did you know they were originally called Blood, Soup, and Tears?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Then they got really sweaty because of David Crosby.
Yeah.
Actually, he's not in that band, is he? Never mind.
Yeah, he should be.
They were threatened by him. That's why
David Crosby has a solo project called Sweat, Sweat, and Sweat.
All sweat all the time.
Sweating
to my oldies.
It's called Sweat, Sweat, and Farts.
You gotta check it out. It's very good.
I just want to meet David Crosby so bad.
iTunes.
Who's next?
Shit.
Johnny said he wanted to try one.
I'm not touching that fucking thing.
Johnny's not
me?
Going near it.
I'm gonna get shocked
Johnny's
by that.
Reasonable.
One,
I don't want to touch a thing that could like also break
Let's
down
let
a door.
Ethan give it a go. Mm-hmm.
How do I do a small one? Like, how does that even work?
Just don't be enthusiastic about it.
Oh, okay.
You cannot do a small one on that thing.
I can't small that mini thing.
All right, so wait till it turns green.
Okay.
This is like killing bees with a truck.
Do you have any advice for me, guys?
Then go nuts. Just take a. It's like taking a bong rip.
Yeah,
just take a bong rip.
Smoke weed like normal. There you go. That's enough.
It's the first death.
I meant mental advice.
Blow
like
it out right away.
Get rid of it.
As he's talking.
Yeah, the longer you hold it in, the more likely it is you're going to drop dead.
We used to smoke this stuff with cigarettes.
But there you go.
You put
it
on the end of a cigarette?
No, you put it in a cigarette.
And you feel it, right? You feel like a quicker high.
God damn. This smells really good.
So my throat hurts, but I'm okay.
Yeah. That's why we have beverages standing by and mugs that you can purchase on your way out.
What kind of mugs? The same mugs?
No, we'll give
you one. Take that
we'll
one
give
back.
You one for freezies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and even a clean one. We wouldn't dare to give you one you've already drank from and made all dirty.
I'll tell you one thing I have a problem with in my house is a shortage of mugs.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like so hard. They're so hard to find these days.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
ever y'all. Since Mugs R Us closed, there's nowhere to go.
Except for a thrift store, maybe, you know.
Yeah, who wants a dirty old used mug?
I do. I would like it.
Okay, then you history. Can just keep that one. Oh, my turn?
Look at this goddamn thing.
I'm excited. And after I do this, I'm going to ask you guys, do you guys like questions that are hard to figure out the answers to?
There's nothing I love more.
Okay, yeah, well, we're gonna give you one of those. Yeah,
puzzle. Quiz, that's
nothing
your
I love
thing.
More puzzle than a question.
Puzzle question.
This is so scary.
Is it time to go?
It was powerful.
My lord.
I say, Lord Vader. Oh dear, look at that. I'm just like watching it.
Like a pro.
It's Dabs. Like science.
Why is this Dabs?
Somebody told me that when you do a dab and you go to cough, that you cough like that.
Oh.
I heard it was
that
unrelated.
That can't be true. But
I was told it was unrelated completely. That this
probably
is,
seems right.
But
somebody just... This was like more of a victory
dab.
I think so.
And somebody just started saying dabs when they did it.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how the connection.
Me neither.
This is something we'll never know.
Yeah,
maybe a pot topic for next week.
We'll never know. Just have to watch an actor from Game of Thrones do it at a basketball game.
Yeah, I don't get it. There was a little kid doing it on America's Got Talent the other night. The crowd went wild.
Was that his talent?
Yeah.
Dabbing?
He's just super good at it.
He just hits this thing and then
shit,
does
we're
that
almost
move.
Out of time, you guys.
I want to do questions. Wow.
This fucking flew by. I got to do your plugs really quick because we only have a couple minutes.
Johnny's hair plugs on Van Ness.
For his tour dates, because he's taking it out on the road. He's taking his mouth jazz out on the road. It's johnnypemberton.dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
I lost my name, so I didn't want to pay someone to get it back, so I switched to johnnypemberton.dog.
.dog. And he's got a podcast, Live to Tape, with Johnny Pemberton. Mm-hmm. And you can also find him at YouTube under the name Just My Nipples.
Yeah. Well, it's youtube.com/justmynipples.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ethan has podcasts called Bad Science and Success Express.
Yes.
And you can follow his band, The Cooties.
That's right.
At the_cooties.
That's all
Who's
correct.
Got regular The Cooties?
I don't know. It's a good question, actually.
But if you Google The Cooties, you're getting that.
Yeah, I mean, you
right?
should, if you don't.
That other The Cooties hasn't been on the Conan O'Brien program.
No, they made a movie, though. There is a movie called Cooties, I believe, with Elijah Wood.
Right, it's just called Cooties, though, no The.
Maybe it is called Cooties. I'm not sure.
I think it's just Cooties.
Who's in that? Isn't Liam Neeson in that?
Oh, I don't
John
know.
John Malkovich, right?
Let's do Liam Neeson saying Cooties.
How would he say it?
It's Cooties.
Okay. You gotta watch them. They're little bugs. It's gonna be a bunch of little bugs.
Oh, are you afraid to say the word?
Cooties. Well, he's describing it first. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but it's like, you know, what are you talking about?
The Cooties.
I've got
it's
a particular
just like
set
he
of Cooties.
He would go to the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity. You know, he'd just describe it. Our next show is going to be a pre-tape that we're doing today, but you can see it July 16th at 12:15, a day early if you're a Patreon member. Thank you to Taylor Rizzo, Johnny Pemberton, Ethan Edenberg. Oh, we're bringing it to a close. Sorry I didn't get to ask you a question.
Just do it real quick.
Okay, what is the only country in the world whose flag does not contain the colors red, white, or blue?
Oh.
That's a real good one. Oh. I'm just going to leave this as a cliffhanger.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't even know there was just one of those.
Oh,
I'm out. I have no idea.
Not guessing.
Mauritius.